river is known in our language as Maywa, which talks about the dreaming story of the great carpet snake dreaming, and that brings together the people of the saltwater country and the people of the mountain region. So Maywa is a very important river to us, and there are very many stories and ceremonies to celebrate Maywa. On the south side of the river, it is the land of the Jagera, Yagera, and Yagerapul peoples. We're the one tribal language group, and we have different clans and family networks. That's the south side of the river, and on the north side of the river, it's the land of the Turrbal people. This country extends from the river down to the Boondall wetlands and across to Red Cliffs. So they are the two principal tribal nations and groups. But across our community, we have over 45,000 people from right across Queensland and from throughout Australia, from a great number of different tribal groups and language groups. We also have a large population of Torres Strait Islander people. So here in Queensland, particularly in Brisbane, we celebrate the very close connection and bond between the people of the Aboriginal nations and the people of the Torres Strait Islander nations.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that, because I was born there at Woolloongabba there, and you're making me a bit homesick today, Uncle.
Yeah, Woolloongabba is a place, that's our language name for place of running waters, and that's a very important area for our people, because we still walk that country, you know, a lot of times during the working week, and we still reconnect with places like the Brisbane Cricket Ground is built on one of our great fighting grounds, and before Whitefellas come here, our mob used to get there once every year, and the young fellas and the young girls would get out there and have a bit of a blue and a bit of a sash, and throw spears and boomerangs, all sort of gear, and get all the bad blood out of the system. Then everyone have big feasts then till next year. So that's the Brisbane Cricket Ground. But and there's mooring sites. There's a lot of places of very important cultural significance right through that area.
Thank you for that. And because it does mark Invasion Day and the survival of invasion, do you think we're at a spot where, I mean, everyone's calling for a change of date? Can you see it happening?
Look, I think the white Australians in very many ways are very lazy about the bigger issues, such as national identity. I mean, South Africa went through an enormous transition in moving from apartheid to the modern era. They changed their flag, for example. I mean, that's something that needs to be looked at here in Australia. The name Australia needs to be looked at, because it's just a geographical term, and it's from Terra Australis, which means Great Southland, which says nothing about the land or the culture of the people. So the name needs to be looked at, the flag needs to be looked at, this whole business of national identity needs to be looked at within the context of the fact that you had 500 tribal nations who are the undisputed owners and possessors of this country. So that has to be acknowledged and incorporated within the Australian national ethos. So there's a great many issues, but like I said, white Australia in so many ways is very, very lazy about these bigger issues. I mean, there are a great number of things that I would celebrate with our fellow Australians in a whole lot of ways, but they really do need to step back and just have a look at themselves, their place in the region, because we need to engage in a more stronger and positive way with our neighbours on the Asia-Pacific Rim. And we need to be taking much better care of our country and of our seaways. We have global warming really, really slamming home the message. And we have countrymen up there in the Torres Strait on every king tide. The tides are running through their houses, and they're having to move their cemeteries to higher grounds. So we really are at ground zero for the global warming debate, because it is impacting on our mob, our families right now.